Welcome to the J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News. On today's program, we're talking with Macy Fish, a senior at Sigourney High School, about their Pennies for Patients event.
I'm here with Macy Fish, a senior at Sigourney High School, as well as the president for the National Honor Society. Can we first start with you just taking me through some of your duties or responsibilities as president?
Yes. So at the beginning of the school year, we have all of our new inductees. We hold like an induction ceremony for them, and I help organize the induction ceremony and kind of run that. And then I meet with our advisor, which is Miss Claire Han, and we just kind of talk through and discuss events that we want to put on throughout the school year.
And one of those events is underway, the Pennies for Patients event. Can you speak to me a little bit about what that event is and how long it's been going on here at Sigourney?
Yeah, so we aren't sure exactly when it started. It started a long, long time ago. It's been going on for at least 20 years now. And so the NHS just gets together and we all decide on a hospital that we want to donate all of our funds to. And it's just a really good fundraiser for everyone to get involved in. And the community likes it a lot too. And so we usually end up with a lot of money.
And what goes into the fundraiser itself? Because it's called Pennies for Patients. Where do the pennies come into all of this?
It's just the easiest for kids to donate at school. We just have a table set up. And so loose change in your car, you just bring it into the school and put it in a bucket.
And teachers are connected to this. Can you explain to me kind of how they're involved in the whole situation?
Yeah, so we have certain teachers' faces and coaches' faces on certain buckets. And so whatever teacher or coach gets the most money in their bucket, we're going to have a pep rally assembly, and they'll get a pie in their face at the assembly.
Do you have any teacher or coach in mind that you would particularly like to see win?
Oh, I don't, but a lot of people are rooting for the wrestling coach to win and for our principal, Shannon Webb, to win.
All right. And you spoke about choosing a hospital or an organization to give the proceeds to. This year, it was the VA Central Iowa Healthcare System.
Yes.
And you were the one who ultimately made that decision, is that right?
Yep. Yeah.
What led to you choosing the VA for this year's event?
I just think it's really important to give back to those who have gave everything and risked everything for us, and they served our country, so now I think it's our time to do what we can to serve them.
And students have been donating in this event for about a week now.
Mm-hmm.
There are other opportunities for the community to participate as well. Can you tell me when that's going to be?
Yeah, so we have a home basketball game this Friday, which they can donate, and then we have another basketball game January 31st, and that'll be like the last public donation day that everyone can get in on and donate some money.
And it doesn't have to be just pennies, is that right? People can
put in cash,
things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a couple when I was looking at the buckets. There's some $5 bills in
some of those.
People might be in some trouble as far as the teacher's standpoint. Speaking to the NHS for the rest of the year, are there any other events that you have planned or that you'd like to accomplish for the rest of the school year?
Yeah, the spring is pretty much student-led, like what we want to do, just because it gets kind of busy towards the end of the school year. So we're going to have a couple members go to the elementary, actually. They have a Read Across America Day. And we're going to go and read to some of the younger kids at the elementary. And then we want to find a local park somewhere around here and plant trees. And then we always do a Valentine's Day fundraiser again. And we get like the crush sodas, and you can send them to somebody. And all the money we raise for that will go to another local foundation. But we're not sure on that foundation yet.
That's great.
Yeah.
Now, as we start to wrap up, speaking about just the NHS as a whole, how many members, you don't need an exact number, but how many people here at Sigourney are involved in that organization?
This year we have over 10, which is a good number.
Have you started, you know, being your senior year, have you started second semester to kind of think about the passing of the torch and, you know, your future plans following high school?
Yeah, I think the group that we have coming up is going to be really good for NHS. Everyone's really driven and they're really a hardworking group of kids, so it'll be good.
Has it kind of set in for you second semester, like, whoa, high school is almost over?
Yeah, it is kind of crazy trying to finalize all the decisions on where we're going next year, and it's crazy to think that we're done with high school.
Well, not quite yet. Still a couple more months. And once again, that event is the Pennies for Patients event. Students as well as the community can participate. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we close things up?
No, I don't think so. Just thank you for helping us spread the word, and hopefully we get some more donations.
That was Macy Fish joining us on today's J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about the Pennies for Patients event at Sigourney High School. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News.